Okay, we're up to Masechta Taharis. Perek Beis, Mishnah, Ches. Ha'ichal ochel sheni. Personally, ochel sheni lo ya'aseh b'veis habat. Okay, if you ochel ochel sheni, he should not go show up for work. If you know ochel sheni, you're saying you should not ya'aseh, do not do work in the beis habat. What does it say in the Rav? Ha'ichal ochel sheni lo ya'aseh b'veis habat, lo yis'aseh la'aseh shemen b'veis habat. Why? To hamoid Rabbi Shul El, the Rabbi Eliezer, Shalich lechol sheni hu atzmai nase sheni, upaisles at shuva matame mashkin liyos tchila. Okay, so it's very simple. A person who is a person eats a sheni. So what is the status? This is a chiddush. If you eat a sheni, what are you? Hello, what
depends.
Are you?
We learned before. Some people
no,
say
no. A sheni. If you eichel sheni, person consumes a
yeah,
kveitza.
Yeah, we learned before. So you become.
You are what you eat. So therefore, he says, if you are a sheni, what will happen after you touch a liquid? What happens to the liquid?
So it turns into a
sheni. So exactly this is therefore. Do not go work in the basic. Don't work in the factory where they have liquids, because then inevitably you can touch a liquid and you're going to be mitame the ganze beis sabbat. Can you imagine a person who's a sheni is not going to come to work because he's going to ruin the beis sabbat? Okay, so do not work in the Beis Sabbat. Lo yase galase shem Beis Sabbat. The Chumash Rabbi Yishuv Leel Rabbi Liazer. Shalich lechol sheni huatzmei nase sheni. Upayis lasat shuma. And mainly upayis lasat shuma. And what do we want? Umitame mashkin liyos techila. You're going to make the entire Beis Sabbat into a rishon. If you are a sheni, if you have eaten a sheni, you become a sheni. You're going to touch a little wicked in the Beis Sabbat. You're going to contaminate all of the oil in the Beis Sabbat. Now he goes on the chul and shnas lo gav hakodesh harei heelu kichul. Now, what does that mean? Al gav al taras hakodesh chulin shnasu al gav hakodesh al taras hakodesh harei kichul. What does that mean? The ein boim lechlal shlishi chulin that you treat with the same stringencies as kodesh does not make a difference. It does not become lower than a sheni. This that we learned before in the previous Mishnah, that it's possible for chulin to be for something to be treated with a higher stringency, that only applies to truma. Truma, you can treat with the stringency of kodesh. But there's no such thing as treating chulin with the stringency of kodesh. If you treat chulin with the stringency of kodesh, it's a regular chulin. It only becomes a sheni, that's where it stops. If you treat chulin with the stringency of truma, yes, then it becomes like truma. If you treat truma with the stringency of kodesh, it has the kodesh. But the very moment that you saw this, this incredible chiddush. You understand this chiddush? Chulin shenasu al gav kodesh harayelu kechulin. If you have in your possession chulin and you want to treat it with the stringencies of kodesh, it's still chulin. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make one iota. It has the same halachot of chulin.
But if I were to treat something else?
But if I were to treat chulin like truma, yes, then chulin has the same dinim as truma. If I were
just
to treat...
not kodesh.
If I were to treat truma like kodesh...
What's the nafka mean? Why?
Nafka mean is, can I become a shlishi? Can I become a revi?
If I stay, but I'm saying, how come by kodesh it's not, and by truma you can?
I guess you're skipping too many steps. This is a principle in life. You can't skip steps. There are no shortcuts in life. You can't go to kodesh without first going through truma. So you're taking chulin and you're upgrading it to the status of kodesh. That's an extreme thing to do. That's not a healthy sign. To be an extremist.
Ashkafa.
You can't go and skip steps. Don't be an extremist. You have to be a moderate. A centrist.
Everybody thinks they're a centrist. Go ahead.
What?
Everybody thinks this is the center. In the center of the world, right?
Oh, nice and good.
I'm talking good.
Nice and good. Nice and good. Very good. Yeah, I. The chulin shnasu al gal kodesh harayel chulin. Period. What does it mean? So we say harayel chulin the ein b'am lechlal shlishi. Period. Harayel chulin. Rabbi Eliezer bar of Tzadok Omer Harei Elu Kitruma. No, he holds that if you treat chulin like kodesh, it becomes like truma. It does go one notch. Harei Elu Kitruma. Yeshkam Shlishi. Ani Tanoi Travayus Filu Chulin Shnasu Al Gataras Hakodesh Lav Kodesh Tami. Veshein Luchadavish Oiserivi Ba Kodesh Elu Kodesh Mi Kodesh Bilvad. The only thing that can make a revi is kodesh Bilvad. Elu Kodesh Mi Kodesh. Upliga amas nisan del elding tani hashlishi shebekulan poysel loichol truma. And they agree with it says in the previous Mishnah, hashlishi shebekulan poysel loichle kodesh. And Echnami, this Mishnah is in disagreement with the previous Mishnah, because in the previous Mishnah it says that if you have a shlishi can make a revi. So it's not so. They both hold here that a shlishi cannot a chulin that is treated with chulin cannot make a revi. Okay? Haril Kachuma v'yeshem shlishi, he holds. Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzedek Omer, Haril Kachuma. If you have chulin and you want to treat chulin with the stringencies of kodesh, it works. But it only works to go up one notch, to make it into truma. Okay? V'chulin shnasu al kodesh al haril kachulin. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that's Tanagam, nothing happens. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, okay, you want to treat your chulin like truma, haril kachuma, to do what? L'tamei shnaim, you can make a rishon. L'tamei shnaim, v'liv sulachad, to be.
It's going to be a bris to the kids.
To make a rishon and a sheni and a livsol echad to be a bigger shlishi. Harei elu kitshuma yeshem shlishi v'hani teres teres v'uluhu dechulas nasal teres hakodesh lav kikodesh tami. It's not kodesh. V'she'el chadavish oiser vi v'kodesh elu kodesh mikodesh. Okay, what does it say over here? Yidzayim yidches. Yidzayim. Whatever. Okay, it's good. So we got the whole Mishnah. We did the whole Mishnah today. A person eats an Echel Sheni. Lo yase the base habad. If you are either shen, you become a sheni. Therefore, do not touch liquid. Because what?
Can you do that again?
Ha'oichel, a person eats a sheni. You become a sheni. In the male, don't show for work. Don't work. Lo yase. You should not enter the base habad in the olive press.
The why chulin, the base habad? You shouldn't show up anywhere.
Any chenam. So giving the, I don't know why he gives an example, because the liquid will turn to a rishon. Next, the chulin shnatzol gav kodesh, chulin which you treat with the stringencies of kodesh according to the Rama. Chul, nothing happens. No, because it has truma. How do we look at truma?
Oh, not like kedusha, but truma.
Lemeila l'tamish shnayim. It can make a rishon and a sheni. Lives lechon and to make a shlishi. Can make a shlishi. But that's where it stops. The buck stops there. It's not going to have the koyach.
Even though you shine with the kedusha, it only goes for truma.
But it's not going to make it. It's not going to make it into a revi.
Even though you didn't have in mind that I'm doing this to watch for truma and did it for kedusha, it's still good for truma. It's a big chiddush.
Right.
Like a big chiddush.
Okay, so now we're up to Paragimel. Paragimel. Ha'roitev ha'grisim ha'aveh ha'cholav b'zman shachin mashke tofeh ha'rei elu t'chila. Roitev is gravy. Grisin are beans. Ve'he'cholav is milk. B'zman shachin mashke when they're moist. Okay, so milk, all these things, they can dry up.
Greasing is some type of liquid, no?
What?
Right, if it's a liquid.
It's a gravy. It's a liquid. Sometimes it's a gravy.
So can grease, it must be a liquid, too.
Greasing are beans. I don't know. However, greasing, the beans can be dry. They can dry up. It's so liquid that if I touch it, I can make something. Liquid. If I touch it, I can make something else wet. The beans are liquidy. Yes, indeed so. Harei elu tchilo the chashuv kimashkin. They have the status of liquids. Harei dev agritze ve'achola b'zman shem mashka tefeach. Harei elu ketchilo rishon pirish. Kosh, they congeal. Yeah, they congeal. The milk. It doesn't say chelav, it says cholav. Ve'he cholav. By dealing with milk. And relative is gravy and grease and the beans, and when they, let's say the kosh, it wouldn't be chelav, it would be chelav. So why does it say cholav? I guess it would be milk.
Cholav is liquid.
Liquid, but milk doesn't congeal. It doesn't congeal. Fat congeals. So
the kind of milk we have now doesn't congeal. It could be, if you didn't pasteurize it, it would congeal.
It would?
So you,
all right.
You're a 20th century man.
21st.
let's not push it.
We're living in the 21st century now. But, sorry to tell you.
But I'm saying you.
Huh? Me?
You're late.
I'm an old-timer.
Yeah.
Hagri, arayte vagis ve'achalav v'zan shayim v'ashkut ve'achavayil. Hare ilu techila has the status of a rishon. The chashuvim kimashkin. It's a rishon. If they're moist, yes.
We never had that.
We sure did. We had 100 times.
You did.
Where have you been? Where have you been? You're living in a cave. You're living under a rock. Hareite vagis ve'achalav v'zan shayim v'ashkut ve'achavayil. They have techila. Hare techila. The chashuvim kimashkin. They have the status of liquids. Kosher, they congeal. Harei elu shiniim. Why? The kevan since the shenikrishu chashuvim ka'ichlam shenaku b'mashkin. They have the sense like a food that touched liquid. Originally they were liquid, and now they congeal, so they have transformed into a new being, into a new state. So therefore, it's like a liquid which touched, which like a solid which touched liquid. So therefore, they have the v'sheni. Good. Chashuvinimoch. Let's say now they revert back to their prior state. They turn back into a liquid. Nimohu kabeitza mechuvan tahar. What does that mean? The size of an egg. Nimohu kabeitza mechuvan tahar. The yotza mehem taras oichel. They leave the status of an oichel. The yodaleim taras mashka. Uparcha tum asoi kishen nishtanu, and the tumah disappears. Vein mashka ze mi vein la mashka ze mi sheyit meenu. Why the chene yitzias? It's just like the chene yotzasa tipa rishayna. The vechi yotzasa tipa rishayna imit ha'oichal al mikabeitza. Now he's saying if it was exactly, it's a case. If it was kabeitza mechuvan, if we're starting off with a piece of food that was exactly the size of an egg, and now a certain section of it begins to dissolve and turn into liquid, so at that moment in time we no longer have a beitza. Of a solid. In order for something to transmit to him, it must be the size of the tumah. What's the shalav? The shalav here is we want to make the liquid into a rishon. It starts off as being a rishon. It turns hard. So now it has a bit of a sheni. Now it turns back into a liquid. So we want now the liquid to become a rishon because the rishon touched, because the liquid has one touched the solid. But wait a minute. If the solid was originally exactly the size of an egg, and then the solid began to dissolve and turn into a liquid. So at that moment in time when it began to dissolve, you no longer have a solid, a shear of a beitza to be metame the liquid.
Correct.
So therefore, it's tar. If it's kabeitza mechuvan, the exact size of an egg, now begins to dissolve into a liquid, mele tar. And the tumah dissolves, disappears. And don't go tell me why does it disappear. Why don't we go say that the solid has touched the liquid, and when the solid touched the liquid, that makes liquid tummy. No, you don't have a shear. Because since we're starting off here with the size, the solid, that's exactly the size of a beitza, and when it begins to dissolve, we no longer have the shear of a beitza. We ain't lamashka zemishayit. We don't have here a source for the mashka to become tamei. Who's going to be metamei the mashka? Dichni, from the moment dichni yotzasa tipa rishayna, the moment the first drop of liquid leaves the solid, imit ha'echal nikabeitza, the food is no longer the size of an egg. And when you have a sal that's less than the beitza, ein mitame achim, cannot contaminate something else. Avol yoise mikabeitza. But let's say the sal is more than the beitza, tame, kin mefarish taima, like it said before, the miki, from the moment yotzah satiba rishayna, nitneis oisatiba bichabeitza. It has become tame from the beitza, oichel tame. And then when the entire thing dissolves, that tipa goes as metama esakol, and metama everything. In other words, you say over here, when it comes to a liquid to be metama, you don't need a shear. It's very important you say it. A liquid does not need a shear to be metama. Only solids need a shear to be metama. Okay, so let's chaz the Mishnah. Horaitev, gravy. the hagerisin beans, the hechalov milk, the zman shemashke tefech, if they're moist, mashke tefech means it's so moist that if I touch it, I can make something else wet. If I touch it, okay, I can make something else wet. Harei elu tchil, so these things have the status of rishon. Now let's say karsh, now they congeal. Harei elu sheniim. Why is it a sheni? Because since it's in a new state, it's a derivative. A derivative is one notch down. Now, chazru v'dimoch, they begin to dissolve once again. So if we are starting off at this moment in time with a solid, that's exactly the size of a beitza, so we need food the size of a beitza to contaminate.
They come wet again.
So if it's kabeitza mechuvan, if we're starting off with it, the solid, that's the size of an egg, and now a small amount, now it begins to dissolve. So the moment when it begins to dissolve, do we have at that moment in time a beitza? No. If you're starting off with a solid of beitza, and now a fraction of it begins to dissolve, so how much of the solid do we have left in front of us?
Less than
a beitza. So there's nothing to contaminate that liquid. That mashu of liquid has nothing to contaminate, because in order for a solid to contaminate a liquid, the solid must have the minimum size of a beitza. But since the solid begins with the size of a beitza, and it begins to dissolve, so when it begins to dissolve, we no longer have a solid of a beitza. So it doesn't have the koyach to contaminate the liquid. So if it's kebeitza mechuvan, tohar. The liquid's going to be tohar, because it's a derivative, and a derivative, a Shane and a derivative, it's not the same thing that it was before, and it needs to be contaminated by something, but there's nothing to contaminate it. But let's say it's yoitza mikabeitza, but let's say we start off with a solid that's more than a beitza, and it begins to dissolve. Yes, tame, then the liquid does become tame. Why? Shekevan sheyotza tipa rishayna, because once the small drop has left the solid, it becomes tame bechabeitza against the sal that was the size of a beitza. Do you understand?
Beautiful.
Is it clear?
Yeah. It's about.
Are you telling me for you?
Definitely.
Ready for the next Mishnah?
Absolutely.
Rameya says Hashemen tchil leolam. Rameya says Shemen is tchil leolam forever. Now what does that mean? Hashem leolam v'afal pi shekarash eini yotze mitaras mashi. He holds on this that we see over here. That reitev hagrisin v'acholav
congeal
harei elu shniim. That's only when it comes to these. When it comes to shemen, it remains even when it congeals. Shekarash, when it congeals, ain't a yotze mitaras mashke. The ain halacha b'shemen shazu. We don't pass like b'shemen shazu. Rameir says Hashem to leolam period. But with shemen shazu, what is no?
Reb Shimon, where you get Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon is later, my friend.
Rabbi Meir Emir Hashem and Chul Yolam. Chum Chum say Af Hadvash, honey. Okay, honey is always a tchila. Af Hadvash. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Emir Af Hayoyin. Even wine. Wine also is always going to be, if wine congeals into a salad, the wine is always going to be the grapes, the wine is always going to be a what? Arishayin. Arishayin. And we don't pass. Next. Gush. Gush shal zaysim. Gush shal zaysim shenafal letaner. A gush. What's a gush shal zaysim? Zaysim harbe mechuram yachad. V'gush tamay. We're doing a clump.
Yeah.
A cluster. A cluster. Not a clump. It's a pressed together. Gush shal zaysim. A gush. A clump of zaysim. Shenafal letaner. Fell into the mechusak. And was ignited. If it starts at kabeitza mechuvan tar, yoisim kabeitza tame. Why? Shekevan sheyotzos tipa rishon and nidmes kabeitza. In how you know it's also same idea. Kabeitza mechuvan tar hanoisar. If we start off with exactly a clump of olives that are exactly the size of a beitza and a small particle you put into the oven and now it's ignited. So now what happens? The ein oichel metame kli. Also, the question over here is the oven. The shaila is not the gush. The shaila over here is what's the shaila? What's the shaila in the Mishnah? Does the tanur become tame? That is our question. Got it?
It's nothing to do with what.
You put into the oven a gush shel zaysim. You put into the oven a gush, a clump of olives. And you put into the oven, and now when you ignite the oven, it's going to drip.
Correct.
It's going to drip. So the question over here is does the oven become tamei from the zaysim? You have an oven. Does the oven become tummy?
Yep.
So why don't you say it becomes tummy the moment? Why don't we say that it becomes tummy the moment we put the gushal zeisim in the oven? The answer is, zeisim do not have the koyach to be metane etanor. Why? Because they're a sheni. Or even if it's a kli does not become tummy from an oichal. Gush kabeitzos, you understand? Kabeitzos mukhaven tar hatanor. The tanner is tar. The ain oichal matame kli. When we start off, we're starting off with a gush shel zesim. A gush shel zesim does not have the koyach to be matame a tanner or kli. An oichal, got it?
Yeah.
An oichal cannot be matame a kli. So why then is, what is the other alternative? Why then can the oven become? Because when you ignite the oven, it begins moisture. It begins to drip. The heat causes liquid. So why don't we say that the liquid will be metame liquid? Because a liquid is a rishon, and a liquid can be metame utensil. So the answer is, well, is the liquid itself tame? Why is the liquid? The liquid can only become tame if it's coming from the olives. So the olives are tame. But if the when but the liquid's not tame because the liquid is a derivative. Oh, but if we are starting off with olives that are more than the size of a beitza, so when the liquid comes out of the olives, so the olives still retain the size of a beitza. So then the olives metame the liquid, and the liquid in turn is metame the tanor. But if the olives are exactly the size of a beitza, so the first moment the liquid comes out, the olives have been reduced to less than the size of a beitza, it no longer has the requisite shear to be metam the liquid, so the liquid is going to be a derivative, and the liquid is going to be tar, menela, and it cannot be metam in the oven. So if it's kabeitza mechumatar da'atan, the ain't oichel, first of all, when you deal with the zeitz, the ain't oichel metam a kli. Or the hamashka, here it's a bina gush, and the mashka that comes out of the gush, the hesek elam ma'yitma. And the mashka that comes out of the gush, machmas has to do to the intensity of the heat. Ein loy b'mayitma cannot become tummy. Why not? The mikavon the yot says tipa rishon. Because since when the smallest drop of liquid has come out of the olives, chosar lei mikabeitza. The olives are less than the size of a beitza. And the maidla, it's not possible for the liquid to become tummy. Aval kishyesh begush yotz mechabeitza, mishayot says tipa rishayna, adai nishar begush kabeitza, and the maidla vidnitma hatipa begush, the tipa becomes from the gush, the chajulias tchila, and liquid is now a rishayn, and now that rishayn vidtima hatipa satanur, now that rishayn is vimitamur the tanur, shemashkin mitamin kli, because the mashka can be mitamur utensil. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't. I can see in your eyes.
I understand.
You understand?
Yeah, the whole story with this.
Like before, next, imahayu perudin. What does that mean? Are you perudim? Imahayu hazeisim perudin. It was not a gush. It was independent, separate pieces of olive. Seven olive here, olive here, olive there, olive everywhere.
Very good.
Little pieces of olives. Okay, imahayu perudin. Imahayu perudin. Afilu hein. Sotar, why? Imahayu hazeisim perudin. Mishayim gush. Afilu hein. Sotar, an enormous amount. A afilu hein shir meya beitzim. In the of the shiur of 100 eitzim, ein mitstarfim lechbeitzim, while the tamei is hashemen, hayotzei, liyas tchila, because you have to have in one location. Because if they're separate, has to be a gush. A gush is has to be in one unit. If they're all over the place, afilu afilin shiur meir beitzim, ein mitstarfim lechbeitzim, l'tam tamei is hashemen, hayotzei, liyas tchila, and mail the oven is going to be tar. Let's chaz this mishnah, gvaldik mishnah. You don't know what one mishnah can do. One mishnah can mamish olam haba. And Meir Meir says Hashem and Tchila le'olam Shemen when it congeals to le'olam. Racham Aymrim, never forget this. Af hadvash.
Le'olam. What is le'olam?
Forever. Even when it turns into a liquid, Shemen. Even when it congeals, Shemen is a liquid, so it's a rishayin. What if it congeals?
Le'olam.
It congeals, so it's now a solid. So we learned the previous mishnah. What did we learn the previous mishnah?
No,
we learned that when it congeals, it turns into a sheni. We learned when it comes to roitev, grisin, and cholov, when it congeals, it turns into a
sheni.
So why don't we say the same principle when it comes to af hadvash, not by shemen. Comes af hadvash. Honey also, it's a liquid. If it turns into a solid, it turns into a solid. It's always going to be a number one. Number one. Even though it turns into a solid, it becomes number one.
Always remember, honey is number one.
Even when even weiter. Af hayayin v'gushal zeisim next. Af hayayin, even wine. Yayin that can just also is going to be called as we go rishon. V'gushal zeisim new halacha. A gush, a clump of olives. Shenaf al which falls into tanav husak. So now we have a gushal zeisim which exactly falls into tanav husak. So can the gushal zeisim be matam the tanav? Absolutely not. Because an oichel cannot be matam a utensil, but a liquid can be matam a utensil. So now we have a gushal zeisim. Now it's turning into a liquid. So will the liquid be matam? Will the liquid be matam of the oven? So the gushal zeisim shavu l'sechad l'tanav husak. The tanav husak was ignited. So if we start off with kabeitza nichuvan in an egg, exactly the sizes of an egg, then tohar, then tohar. Why is it going to be tohar? Because since we have exactly one egg and a small amount comes out, so the small amount that comes out is going to be the small amount that comes out is not going to is going to be tohar. Because in order for the liquid to come down to become tum, it has to be in contact with something which is the size of a beitza. But since we're starting out with something which is a beitza, and now it has been diminished, so the liquid is tar, because the liquid is not going to contract tum, it has nothing to contract tum from. But let's say it's yoytzim v'ch beitza. Let's say the gush shel zeisim is more than a beitza, and now liquid begins to come forth. So when liquid comes forth, it's in contact with a clump of olives which are larger than a beitza, so it has a shear. So the gush that's larger than the beitza will be metame the liquid, yeah. And the liquid will in turn be metame the oven. Yisrael beitza tame shekevan sheyatsa tibar rishayna. When a small drop comes out of the olives, that small drop of liquid is nitmes, becomes contaminated bicha beitza by coming in contact with the egg, and then that liquid will in turn be metame the oven. Im hayu perudin. But what happens if the olives are separate? The olives are, it's not a gush, it's spread out. Then I feel like soy. If it's an enormous sheer tar, nothing happens.
Right,
okay, next
mission.
Tnei meis, a person who is an avatuma. He came in contact with the dead. Tnei meis, right? He's an avatuma. Shasochad zeitzim v'anovim kabeitzim mechuvan. He squeezes olives and grapes exactly the size of a beitza tar. Why? Why is he tar? Uvad shelo yiga b'mokam hamashki. He doesn't touch it. So why is that? Eventually, again, why? Shekeim and Shen Shadochan bepshutikli eitz shein metam. So since over here, how is he squeezing it? Shesochat. He's not making contact, even though he himself is an avatoma. He's squeezing olives and grapes. He's pounding olives and grapes. As long as he does not come in contact with the liquid, he does not contaminate the liquid or the grapes. Oh, you listen to your question. Why don't we go see that if he's touching a piece of wood? How do you squeeze olives and grapes? You have to press them with pieces of wood. So why don't we say that he's an avatoma? He's metame the wood, and the wood is metame the grapes. No. The pieces of wood that he's using to crush the olives and grapes are not susceptible to tumah. They are pshute kliyets, and pshute kliyets are not makabel tumah. Got it?
I'm with you all the way.
Atmei meis shesochad zeisim v'nam kabeitz. If we are, so when we talk about real words, kevon sin shadokan pshute kliyets shenim tamei tamei tam. The hashda in kan mishem yitamei mashkin. Aval hazogin. But what about the zogin, the shells of the grapes? Shenogam atmei meis shelaniza min asan. When the mashke touches the zogim, the shells, the skin of the grapes, kvar chosar shir kebeitza, v'ein oichel metabe. So he's asking a question over here is, why don't we say that the liquid becomes tummy from the skins? Because a person who is a tummy mace, even it's inevitable that he's going to touch the skins of the grapes. So the answer is the
tummy mace has to touch the skin of the grapes.
That's what it says. It says Ela hazogin. The zogin are the silver Ela hazogin. Zogin are the skins shenoga that came in contact. Bohem tmei meis, a tmei meis made contact with the zogin. Those zogin will not contaminate the liquid. Why not? Because they do not have the shiva beitza. Sharei lo nizar, he's not careful mi negi osan. He's not careful to prevent himself from coming in contact with the skins of the grapes. Ela mishiyotze hamashke, when the mashke comes out, uchesh and when the liquid touches the skins, kvar chiser shiur kibetza, the skins no longer have the size of a beitza. The ein oichel metame, a food does not have the koyach to metame, bepachos micha beitza. So therefore, there's nothing to be concerned about. Tmei meis shesochad zeisim anavim kibetza. If we start out at the egg, so here's the case: we're starting out over here when the tmei meis is squeezing this, an olive or grape. That's exactly the size of a beitza. Kibetza mechuvin tohar, ovavach lo yiga b'mokam hamash. Don't touch the liquid. So we say, what is the case? The case over here is when you're touching this thing. When you're touching this thing, you're touching. You're not going to touch the liquid, but you are going to touch the skins. So what? You can touch the skins all you want because the skins, since the skins are kibetza mechuvan, right? Since the skins start out as a beitza, when you crush it and the liquid comes out, it's less than the size of a beitza. If it's less than the size of a beitza, the skins do not have the koyach to be metame in turn the liquid. You will be metame the skins, but the skins are harmless. Because the only time a salad can be metame liquid is if the salad has the size of a beitza. Since we're starting out with grapes and olives that are exactly the size of a beitza, and now they've been diminished because they have been pressed and crushed, they no longer have the size of a beitza. So they can't be metame the liquid. So nothing can go wrong.
So it's not
outside. Got it?
I think so.
Tmei meis, avatuma, shesochat. He's squeezing zeisim, olives, venovim. So he's in contact with a piece of wood to crush it. The piece of wood is tar because it's pshutei kliyetz. Pshutei kliyetz cannot contract tumah. What is the concern? After he crushes it, he's going to touch the skins, and the skins are in contact with the liquid. It's not a concern because once you've crushed the olive and the grape, kabeitza mechuvin, since we're starting off with a size that's exactly one beitza, once you crush it, it's now less than the size of a beitza. And therefore, it's not the shear to go into mimetame.
Right.
Don't touch the liquid. Because if you touch the liquid becomes tame because it came in contact with the zogim.
But the zogim are less than the beitza.
You
said.
Yeah, but that's all. But if you touch the liquid itself, it becomes tame. Just don't touch the liquid. If you touch the zog, nothing's going to happen. But if you touch the liquid, it's going to become tame.
Okay.
Understand?
What's going to come from?
The liquid. If you touch the liquid becomes tame.
Of course.
But if you touch the zogin,
nothing.
Why? Because even though the zogin did become tame, the zogin cannot be metame the liquid.
The person's tame.
Yeah, the person's a tame
base.
I have to stop here.
Time is